It is Thursday morning, October 25th. I am in Santa Fe, New Mexico with my friend and hero, Lizanne Cole, who I met in Los Angeles 20 damn years ago.
Exactly. A long time ago.
We had a fun show at her house last night, Wednesday, the 24th of October. And now this wonderful person is making breakfast because that's what wonderful people do.
And I have to say, Steve was mighty fine last night. Everybody right. just loved him.
Thanks. And the show wasn't bad either.
The show was great. Ah.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. And since that time has come, it is now time for us to present Steve Goody.
Thank you, Lizanne. She says nice things. She just does that.
Well, of
That's
course.
Part of what makes a person a nice person.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, my God, we had a real hoot nanny here. My God.
Yeah, it was practically a hoedown.
Yeah. And everybody really did have a terrific time.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, God. And I just love watching, you know, just watching my friends just laugh and be called out by name. I don't know how Steve remembers everybody's name when he's met them only 1 minute.
Well, I watched the tape. I didn't remember everybody's name. I came in about 80%.
You came in 95, actually.
You say.
Seriously, you only, I think...
I forgot a couple over here.
Oh, did you?
I forgot one over here, then I remembered, and now it was Jody. But then there were several over here, and then, yeah. But who cares?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God, and all his, what do you call it, all your knobs and dials with television sets and... stuff that we could watch visually was just outstanding.
Why, thanks.
I mean, honestly, I have no idea how you do all that.
Well, it's just tech. And you know me. We met in the recording studio in 1998 in a whole other millennium, in a whole other time zone, in a whole other country called Los Angeles.
Right.
And we met and we recorded one of your, I think it was your second album.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So you knew I was adept with the knobs and the dials and the... It was such a nice group of people last night. I get to meet... That's one of the favorite things about doing this, is meeting all these really cool people. You have the best friends.
Aww, you really that's do. Such a sweet... And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Really? You have icebergs in Santa Fe? Oh, my God.
You know, as I said, it was just so fun because I pulled people from my yoga, improv class, theater... one of my Brit friends who's moved back here from LA, actually from California. And let me think. Yes, so it was a huge mixture of people, but what was so sweet?
They didn't all know each other.
No, and that was the sweetest response I got. Everybody was going, oh my gosh, what fun. You know, and then my next door neighbors who, you know, I don't do...
Beverly and Christy?
Yeah, they're such sweet people. So it was just such a lovely mixture of people.
I know.
Oh my God, and all your knobs and dials with television sets and... stuff that we could watch visually was just outstanding.
Why, thanks.
I mean, honestly, I have no idea how you do all that.
Well, it's just tech. And you know me. We met in the recording studio in 1998 in a whole other millennium, in a whole other time zone, in a whole other country called Los Angeles.
Right.
And we met and we recorded one of your, I think it was your second album.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So you knew I was adept with the knobs and the dials and the whatnot.
But
making it part of a funny show, that's really part of the same thing.
Very impressive.
Thank you, darling. You're so nice. And you are very, you're quite the artist yourself. You have this unbelievably gorgeous home up here in Santa Fe and a studio out back, which a few weeks ago was underwater, but you've recovered it. And it's just full of art and everything you do.
Aww.
Which is amazing. Everybody should come to Santa Fe. I'm not going to give them your address.
No, don't give them my address.
Right. No, I would not do that. You have enough weirdos in your life. I met most of them last night.
But it is a fun place, I have to say.
Yes. It's a tragedy to have to leave.
I know.
But then I'll be back.
Oh, you'll be back.
I'll be back. Unless you come to your senses and change your mind.
No.
Okay.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
This is Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, and if you'd like to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, please feel free. And this is an ongoing chronicle of my Big Dumb tour of Big Dumb House concerts across the country and around the world. If you'd like to have a house concert in your house, I would be happy to consider that. All you have to do is write me, steve@stevegoody.com. That's my email address. Just give me a shout, steve@stevegoody.com. And you can spell it. Yeah, you can. And now, for no particular reason, here's a song I wrote with my good friend Carly Driftwood. She's doing the singing, And it's about how she thinks that the ultimate boyfriend, the perfect partner for her, would be deceased.
I wasn't doing some dumpster diving when I heard the couple across the way fighting. I ducked down so they wouldn't know I heard, when apparently she got the last word.
I think she stabbed him.
She tagged him and backed him and dragged him outside, heaved him in the dumpster to gather flies. Now with all the Slim Jims and bottles of brew, suddenly this dumpster had seating for two.
He was dead, and I held his hand. Couldn't believe she walked away from this perfect man. I'd been single for so long, and damn it, this was my chance. He ain't breathing, but he's all mine. Room for improvement, but otherwise, he's fine. She got the best years of his life, and now I got eternity. No, he ain't breathing, but he's everything to me.
In dinner, he's never late. He loves my cooking, though he can't masticate. That's a fancy word for chewing, which he ain't really doing because his face is stuck. Eat them taters, baby. Open up for the airplane. He's my snuggle buddy. We hold cold hands as we watch Frozen over and over again. My parents hate him. They blew up my phone.
But he's my stinky dinky. They tell me to let it go. Let it go.
He ain't breathing, but he's all mine. Room for improvement, but otherwise, he's fine. He'll never knock me up, he'll never lie or cheat. Now he ain't breathing.
It's better than a vasectomy.
The only good guy, he's a dead guy.
That's what Nana would always say. Mission.
And these days I get to pick every position. Our love is so in common, now I'm studying and bombing.
Now when we do it, who gets to inject who with fluids? Like magic, he's always ready to go.
Abracadabra, he should be the poster boy for Viagra.
The neighbors might complain about the noise and report us, but there's no little pill that keeps you stiff like rigor mortis.
If your erection lasts more than 4 years,
consult your mortician.
He ain't breathing, but he's all mine. Room for improvement, but otherwise, he's fine. She got the best years of his life, and I got eternity. No, he ain't breathing,
but he's everything to me.
He's my expiration.
Necrophilia is only a felony in 17 states, right?
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening.